And there's been a sad development this week in a high-profile rape case against NBA star Derrick Rose. A detective investigating the case committed suicide at her home in a Los Angeles suburb. Now, the LAPD said yesterday that the detective's death was not related to her case work, but the news was a shock to those involved with the trial, which has been, well, tough. Let's listen. Let's get the latest from Here and Now. Sports analyst Mike Pesca, who also hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, we should say first, a lot of lurid details here. We are talking about a rape charge, so a warning there to our listeners. But remind us, Derrick Rose, star player, New York Knicks, accused of rape by an ex-girlfriend, a civil case, not criminal. What is each side saying?
Yeah, civil case, not criminal. Although one of the, Rose's lawyers, and I think the judge agrees with this, said was a bit of a gambit in the case, is that the accuser's lawyers released a document indicating that the LAPD was looking into it as a possible criminal case. And the supposition being this was meant as an intimidation tactic, that Rose's new bosses with the Knicks would be afraid of that if there were criminal charges. So, yes, Derrick Rose, a great player for the Bulls, a one-time MVP. Injured, was brought over to the Knicks. The Knicks traded for him. And when they did that, the Knicks GM, Phil Jackson, very much downplayed the seriousness of these charges, not just the seriousness in human terms, but how much it would affect the Knicks' season. And it is, they are very serious charges, and they do seem to be taking up Rose's time, and the Knicks can't implement an offense, which might seem to be a secondary consideration given what's going on. But yeah, it does seem to be a big mess, and it could, and it, you know, you could make the case that it's more than a mess. It's a horrible thing that went on.
Well, yes. He claims it was consensual. She is saying that she was incapacitated 3 years ago and was raped. But how does the league fit into this? Because Rose testified this week about NBA advice to young players during its rookie transition program. And I was unclear whether he was trying to say that they were told to, and again, this is, you know, we're going to be graphic here. They were told to use condoms during sex to make sure a girl did not get pregnant, a woman did not get pregnant, or they were told to remove the condoms to take away evidence of sex. What's happened here?
And we should also say, and this is just in the basis of fact and not to be too lurid, but the rape allegations are not just against Rose. It's that three men, Rose, two of Rose's friends, had sex with her on the same night. Mm-hmm. And it is true that the leagues, all the leagues, do a rookie symposium. And one of their messages, and they've been criticized for this, is women might be out to get you. Women might be out to get pregnant by you. Women might be out to use leverage against you. So he brought this up in the trial, I suppose, as a mitigating factor for what he was doing. Yeah. The league can't be happy with this. But at some point, the league also is a collection of its member teams, and how the Knicks, he wasn't a member of the Knicks when this happened, but how the Knicks have downplayed this also does not redound to the glory of the NBA. But what can you do if you have a team and the team sort of poo-poos these allegations and says they're not serious, and then we see the case and they seem really shocking and serious? The league sort of is embarrassed, but it's out of their control.
Yeah. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, the latest on the Derrick Rose rape charge trial. Mike will follow it. Thank you.
You're welcome.